Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. Then he brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky. If he's mindful of creation, on this I can depend. That I am his child, and I can place all my trust in him.
I can trust Jesus.
Strengthen my wings now.
What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning. I trust you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning to present your body living sacrifice, to lift up his wonderful name this morning, to give him thanks for all that he's done for you and watching over and caring for you, providing for you and keeping you from harm's way, giving you a home in heaven this morning, something to look forward to. I'm glad this morning to be saved, be a child of God, to be on the road to heaven this morning. And I know the world's getting wickeder. I know that it's getting worse every day. And I'm looking up, just waiting for my redemption to draw nigh. The Bible said that it's closer now than when we first believed. And Jesus himself said, when you see all these things, just look up and know that it's at the door. It's near. And we've not got long, child of God. I'm going home. And till then, we'll just keep pressing on and keep telling the gospel story, keep singing his praises, keep telling others about the love of Christ this morning. You remember these on our prayer list today. Certainly pray for them that God will undertake for the needs. I know we've got a lot of folks that are sick. The COVID is still rampaging and ravaging our society, and we certainly want to be cautious about that, but we also want to continue living and continue going on for the Lord this morning. You remember Brother Cecil Paris this morning in prayer, and also little Bella Paris. Remember Leon Paris also recovering from surgery. Remember Maxine Jones and Charles and Maxine Baker this morning. We also want to remember Kenneth Walden that's recovering from surgery. Remember a special request for Cliff Cordell. Also want to remember, of course, the Mike Woods family that God would undertake for their needs and comfort them through this trying time. We also want to pray for our old-time listeners, Howard and Helen Odom, and Bob and Linda Schaefer, Zula Ellis, and also Miss Hattie Mae Detmont. We appreciate them listening in this morning. We hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning, kind of get you started, get you ready to go the house of the Lord, put a little pep in your step this morning.
Long ago with Buddy Boy at old camp meeting time, how my heart would leap for joy to hear the old bells chime, calling all the saints of God into the house of prayer. Oh, such praying, singing, shouting, for the Lord was there. I like the old time, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time, reading of God's word. I like to hear those old time hallelujah glory. I like the old time, worship of the Lord. Preachers in those good old days were filled with holy flame, preaching for the souls of men, not for worldly fame. Under such old-fashioned preaching, sinners fell to pray, and the Lord would save them in good old-fashioned way. I like the old-time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old-time reading of God's word. I like to hear those old-time hallelujah glory. I like the old-time worship of the Lord.
I say amen this morning. I tell you, I like that old-fashioned Holy Ghost type of worship this morning. You can have that cookie cutter, sugar coated, twice baked, dirt dry, ceremonial, ritualistic form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Amen. I tell you, I know you hadn't got to shout. I know you hadn't got to run the aisles, be spiritual, but my goodness, there ought to be some kind of life in our service this morning. If the Holy Spirit of God passes by, there ought to be some kind of movement, excitement, some kind of thrill in our heart this morning. Amen. At leastwise, those on the Emmaus Road said, didn't our hearts burn within us as he spake with us concerning the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, beginning in verse number 1, the Bible said, it came to pass as he went into the house, speaking of Jesus, one of the chief Pharisees, to eat bread on the Sabbath day, they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go. And answering them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, we thank you, Father, for such a wonderful, beautiful day, God. I bet you've given the privilege, Lord, to go to your house and to honor and worship you, and to sing your praises, Lord, to preach your word, and our Lord, to teach and rightly divide the word of truth this morning, God, to fellowship, and Lord, to offer you the first fruits of our heart this morning, God. I do pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. I pray that you draw all of us unto yourself, and may the name of Christ be exalted above measure. May you bring some precious soul into the marvelous light. I bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I pray you to anoint your men, God, that stand. I proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, O God. And Lord, let the Holy Spirit burn within our heart this morning, God, motivating us, God, to serve you this morning. Help us, Lord, to leave those things which are behind us and look to those things which are before us this morning. I do pray your word might go forth this morning and accomplish where you send it today. Touch those that are sick and those we've made mention this morning, God, that are afflicted. And Lord, visit with us. In Jesus' name we pray this morning and ask these blessings. Amen this morning and amen. Now then, in verse number 5, Jesus said, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? I want to preach on the thought this morning, God been our helper, concerning get your ox out of the ditch. Amen. You heard me right. Get your ox out of the ditch. I could preach on the other animal that he mentioned in that verse, but seeing how we're on the radio this morning, brother, I'll confine it to getting your ox out of the ditch. The Lord Jesus used this parable to break the backbone of a tradition that had so long plagued the Jewish people. Brother, they dotted every I, they crossed every T, and on the Sabbath day, not because they loved the Lord, not because they were keeping the law, because of their traditions, brother, they wouldn't walk across the street at Irfan or do anything good, even on the Sabbath day. Jesus was trying to get across to them, if you can do good on the Sabbath day, thank God, do it. Amen. At Irfan, we as Baptists this morning have adopted this as our motto. Amen. You know I'm telling you the truth. Brother, I hear it all the time. You preachers know what I'm talking about. I dear friend, I say, where's you at Sunday? Oh, preacher, my ox was in the ditch. Where was you at on men's visitation? Oh, preacher, you know my ox was in the ditch. Where was you at Wednesday night? Well, preacher, our ox got down in the ditch. I'm surprised there's not a beef shortage in our country with all the oxes that are in the ditches. Amen. Brother, you know that's just an excuse. It's just a compound, and it's time to set our house in order, get our priorities straight, and get our ox, thank God, out of the ditch. Amen. Dear friend, quit making excuses, finding faults, and looking for a way out, and start serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He deserves it. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, if my ox was in the ditch as many times as some folks was, I'd shoot that thing and get me a bicycle. I thank God. Dear friend, get your ox out of the ditch. Dear friend, and start serving God. We need a change. Dear friend, this morning it's so easy to make an excuse. Dear friend, to try to get around something. Dear friend, we'll make a mountain out of a molehill. Man, isn't it amazing? Dear friend, how Sunday, or how on Saturday, dear friend, we got the sniff sniffles. On Sunday, it's full-blown pneumonia. But by Monday morning, brother, we'll just wipe our nose and go on to work. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, flat tire. Dear friend, that if we was on our way to work or on our way to a ball game, we could get it changed in 5 minutes. If it happens on Sunday morning or Sunday night, we'll spend the rest of the day, thank God, changing that tire. Get your ox out of the ditch. Amen. It's time to serve God. Dear friend, we try to stretch it. We try to twist it. We try to exaggerate it. Dear friend, so we feel justified in not doing what we know we ought to do. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, the Lord said here, get your ox out of the ditch. Dear friend, and serve him this morning. If you'd get your ox out of the ditch, brother, I think you'd be more faithful. Amen. It is required of a steward to be found faithful. Amen. If you want to hear those words at the end of the way, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Be thou faithful unto death. Amen. Dear friend, do you know what the Bible said about an unfaithful man? It's like a foot out of joint. Dear friend, and a tooth. Dear friend, that's broken this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, it hurts, amen, the church. It hurts your pastor. It hurts your family. Brother, when your ox seems to always be in the ditch, amen. Dear friend, I'm not talking about just going through the motions or making an appearance or putting on a show. I'm talking about, thank God, having a desire, having a passion, dear friend, to get the job done, to consecrate ourselves, dedicate ourselves, commit ourselves out of the service of the Lord. Amen. We've set aside a day. In fact, may I change that and say the Lord constituted a day. Amen. That we'd honor and worship him. Offer him the first fruits of our heart. To present ourselves a living sacrifice. Dear friend, and that is the Lord's day. Amen. Dear friend, and I believe this morning, if you'd get that ox out of the ditch, you'd be faithful to the Savior that died for you. Amen. That purchased, dear friend, your redemption. Dear friend, that suffered and died on a cross because of your sins this morning. Amen. But we've got too many irons in the fire. Dear friend, there's not enough hours in the day. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning we've got too many other obligations. We've got too many other things in our life that we just don't have time for Jesus. We're entangled in the affairs of this life. We're weighted down. Dear friend, we're stretched to our limits. Dear friend, and we'll just serve God when it's convenient to us. I'll tell you, friend of mine, get that ox out the ditch. You'll be more faithful to the sanctuary. Amen. Dear friend, the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This one thing that I desire, this one thing I'll seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord. Amen. We took sweet counsel together as we went into the house of the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, you ought to have a desire to go to the house of God. Isn't it amazing? We'll spend 8 hours, dear friend, trying to figure out how to get out of an hour and a half Wednesday night church service. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, we've neglected the house of God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's not in the Bible about Wednesday night church service. And it's not in the Bible about coming back on Sunday night. Dear friend, I want to tell you, I begin to worry about these that are trying to get out of church instead of these that are trying to get in. I think we need more of God in our lives, not less of him. If you're going to cut out anything, dear friend, cut out your entertainment, and cut out your social life, and cut out your hobbies, dear friend, and put more of God in your life. Dear friend, if you'd get that ox out of the ditch, dear friend, you'd find a refuge and a solace and escape the rut of my
gods of this world in the sanctuary of the house. Woo! Hallelujah. Dear friend, there's a multitude of shut-ins. Dear friend, that would trade places with you in an instant. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, if you'd get that ox out of your ditch, dear friend, you'd be more faithful in the house of God. We wouldn't have to worry about where you're at. I wonder if you're going to show up. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, you ought to be faithful to come and serve in the house of God. Amen. I believe you'd be more faithful to yourself. Amen. I know our spirit is willing and our flesh is often weak. But if you want to do more for God, if you want to bring your body under subjection, if you want to bring your thoughts in line, I get the ox out of the ditch. Amen. And if I'm telling you, you need prayer time, you need study time, you need meditation time, you need family time. You say, preacher, how in the world can I get all of these things worked in? I found out this secret a long time ago. Brother, if you'll put God first in your life, everything else will fall in place. Jesus said, if you'll seek the kingdom of God first, all these other things will be added unto you. The same God that can stretch a dollar out when you give God what belongs to him first, I found out he can stretch an hour out. He can stretch a day out. If you'll put him first and give him the first fruits of your time, God will make sure you got time for everything else that matters. Dear friend, that you've got to get the ox out of the ditch and quit making excuses. Quit clinging to that thing. I'm telling you what, that ox will pull you down the ditch with it. Amen. Dear friend, it's time, I thank God, to shoot it, sell it, or cut it loose and leave it behind. Dear friend, but let's leave and get that ox out of the ditch. You'll be more faithful. And then I want to say number two, if you'll get the ox out of the ditch, you'll have more freedom. If the Son make you free, you're free indeed. And the truth will set you free. And I'm telling you, I realize we're heavy laden with burdens and we're stretched to our limits. Dear friend, some of us are down to our last nerve. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if you'll get your ox out of the ditch and commit yourself to God, it'll free you from the bondage that you're in. Amen. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm telling you, if you'll put God first and make him the first priority, dear friend, then you won't be so worried about everything else. You'll just let it go. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, you'll not be so bound up. Dear friend, we're worrying if this is going to get done or that's going to get done. If you'll just say, Lord, I'm going to put you first and you help me take care of everything else. Dear friend, I'm telling you, Brother Paul said, I count everything in my life as lost that I might win Christ. Amen. It will enhance your life this morning. Amen. It'll set you free. And dear friend, you can go to bed without burdens on your heart. You can wake up without having to dread the day that is before you. Amen. If you realize that God's got your life mapped out, that the course is already set, and all you have to do is what God's required of you. Amen. I'm telling you, dear friend, this world will load your wagon. The devil will load your wagon. I've even caught myself loading my own wagon. But Jesus said, come unto me, you that are heavy laden, and said, I'll give you rest. Cast all your cares upon him. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the world will burden you down. And dear friend, they'll load you up. But Jesus will set you free. I thank God if you'll get that ox out of the ditch. Dear friend, you can grow in the grace of God. Dear friend, you can enjoy the life that is set before you. Amen. So many, How dear friend are working 7 days a week? How dear friend they're working 12 and 14 hours a day? I'm not trying to tell you, brother, you ought not to work. I'm not trying to belittle hard work. And I know you got bills and got to make ends meet. But I am telling you on the authority of God's word. And if you'd give him more time, how dear friend this morning, he'd make things go further for you. He'd rebuke the devourer. How dear friend that's taking all your paycheck. How dear friend, if you'd put God first and get that ox out of the ditch and quit drain and making excuses why you can't do this and why you can't do that and you ain't got time for God. And if and I'm telling you, God can set you free, cut the binds that hold you this morning, and you can enjoy the blessings that God has for your life. Amen. Let me just say real quickly this morning, if you get your ox out of the ditch, you'd receive the fullness of God. And if and it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and he'll not withhold any good thing from you. He that offered up his own son, how will he not with him freely give us all things? I thank God that this morning, I dear friend, the Bible said, I dear friend, the fullness of joy Christ desires us to receive. Amen. I'm not preaching health and wealth, I dear friend, but I'm preaching satisfaction and contentment, I dear friend, with godliness this morning. I dear friend, if you'd get your ox out of the ditch and realize it's not that ox that's leading you, it's the Lord that's leading you this morning. It's not that ox that's carrying the load. It's the Lord that's carrying the load this morning. Brother, you might receive the fullness of what God has for you this morning. You'd have his favor and his blessings. And brother, that's better than all the benefits. And that's better than anything that man could ever offer you. I dear friend, to have your heart filled up. I dear friend, squishing out with the grace of God. I dear friend, I'm telling you, if you'd get your ox out of the ditch, God, hey, as long as you're holding on, how dear friend, of that which's pulling you down, God's not going to chase you down to give you a blessing. If you want to lay out of church this Sunday, how dear friend, I'm not talking about their sickness. I know there are times, brother, that things happen you can't help. Amen, but there's a lot of things, brother, that you've let become an excuse. You've let become a hindrance. How dear friend, you know you could cut them things loose. How dear friend, but you've held on to them so long that now they've got a hold of you. God is not going to chase you down to bless you. He says, come unto me. Thank God, he said, all things are ready. Come now. How dear friend, I'm telling you, we need to come unto him this morning and leave that ox behind. Thank God this morning. How dear friend, he said, prove me now and see if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing there be not a please. How dear friend, he said, if you'll delight yourself in the Lord your God, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Humble yourself in the sight of God and he'll exalt you. Amen. How dear friend, I don't know what's got you down, what's holding you back. How dear friend, every Sunday it seems like there's something else that comes up. There's relatives that drop by. You feel like you got a little tickle in your throat. How dear friend, this morning, or the car won't start, and instead of calling somebody to come by and get you, you just go back in the house, how dear friend, and watch TV, and feel like everything's all right because you give it a try. I'm telling you, get that ox out of the ditch so that you can serve God this morning. God don't want to hear your excuse. The pastor don't want to hear your excuse. I tell you, I get a cold chill up my spine every time I hear the phone ring on Sunday morning. I know it's going to be somebody. Preacher, we're not going to be there. I'll tell you, dear friend, get your ox out of the ditch and serve the Lord, and he'll richly bless you. Amen.